The CEO of the Ghana Maritime Authority, Reverend Dr. Peter Isaka Azuma, has attributed overloading and poor maintenance as the cause of a vessel which was reported to have sunk in the Volta Lake yesterday. Speaking to Unique Breakfast Drive with Cecil Obudaiwo Ntum, Reverend Azuma said the authority has dispatched personnel to assess the situation.
It's a matter of national concern. This is rather sad. As a matter of fact, I've gotten in touch with my people. Actually, we collaborate with the Navy. The Navy gave us officers stationed at EG. The main purpose of the stationing of the Navy officers at EG to ensure that they control the human element of this overloading thing, a tendency of people to overload these boats for commercial gain. Now, it has not been common, typical of the VLGC. Safety has been one thing that they have tried to maintain. But of late, maintenance has been a problem for the VLTC. They are not able to maintain the vessels. Each time we detain the vessels, these ferries, that they should not move, then the passengers resort to the smaller ones, which are even more dangerous, and then the disaster issues become aggravated. So we have always emphasized the fact and impressed upon the VLTC to ensure that the vessels are well maintained. But for this particular one, we also understand that apart from poor maintenance, the vessel was heavily overloaded, and this is something that is not allowed. So we expected that the Navy officers should have ensured that, one, so the vessel, the ferry doesn't move, but why should they allow it to move in the first place? I understand it was a late hour and every person wanted to move, so it was loaded with trucks and goods. So I think that as a combination of these ferries have it got into the weaker state, and also the overloading. It was loaded to the maximum limit of loading.
Yeah, but the point is that at this loading point, my impression is that there are checks in place to make sure that these ferries are not overloaded. So what happened yesterday? Somebody compromised on his...
So that is why I have dispatched the commander who has been seconded to the Navy. It's unfortunate. I've asked the commander to go and give me the exact report what happened. In fact, it is not a problem of this, the new VLTC manager. Authorities have emphasized upon me the need to ensure that the landing ramps are put in right. We have started earnestly. If we made money available for this to be made right, it's not a question of landing ramp. It's a question of getting the right ferries, the proper ferries, well-maintained ferries, and well-appropriated, because the incident is the captains having to be schooled very well by DFTC, giving control measures to avoid this overloading.
So moving forward, how are we going to ensure that this will not happen again?
That's why we stationed the Navy there to control. At least they are armed. They have better regulatory, they have better enforcement this thing than my boys. And if they don't fear the people who are armed, then how do they fear the ordinary civilian?